There's been a trend in recent weeks of central banks delivering aggressive rate hikes accompanied by offsetting downbeat forecasts and more dovish-leaning communications. But it seems this is what investors want to hear right now, that yes, rate hikes are understood to offset inflation, but at the same time, those rate hikes need to cool off so that rates can remain low enough for it to be attractive to be buying into risk assets. The Bank of England was the latest central bank to deliver such a message, and all of this has been supporting the narrative that there is indeed an expectation that central banks will be less aggressive with hikes going forward, and that inflation will come back down. And so, given all of this, it makes sense to see stocks rallying and the US dollar selling off as sentiment picks back up. Of course, the X factor here continues to be that inflation outlook. If future readings of inflation continue to run hot and above forecasts, this could really throw a wrench in all of it, and we could quickly see risk assets back under pressure as the reality of an economic slowdown and potential recession along with high inflation kicks in. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from the RBA statement on monetary policy, German industrial production, monthly employment reports out of Canada and the US, and Canada IV PMIs. That's all for now.